Punch Audio presents Blood Will Tell, written by Colleen S. Myers, performed by Victoria Ortiz. Chapter 1. Mendez House, Pittsburgh, 2019. Isabel's stomach twisted and attempted to crawl up her throat. A thick, nasty fluid flooded her mouth and she raced to the bathroom. She got there just in time. Her head hung over the toilet, her long, dark hair spreading around the bowl as she heaved and puked up her dinner from the night before. Oh, God. She'd never be able to look at spaghetti the same way again. It tasted so good going down and so bad coming back up. Plus, the noodles were remarkably whole. Izza shuddered and spit into the toilet. Her nose and throat burned. A horrible taste coated her tongue. She tried not to swallow as she coughed and heaved a bit more before sitting back. Gross. At least now that she puked, she felt better. Her stomach churned less, and though a film of sweat covered her, she was otherwise intact. She got up gingerly and grabbed a Dixie cup from next to the sink. After filling it with water, she placed it against her forehead, then took a small sip. Better. She gargled and spit a few more times, then leaned back against the wall. Man, she didn't want to be sick, especially today. She had a coding assignment to turn in at school that she'd been working on for weeks. The presentation was ready and waiting to go. Her first major science project in high school, and she wanted to shine just like her parents. If the new game application she designed didn't impress her computer science teacher, she would eat her shorts. Maybe it was just nerves? She sat back on the floor across from the toilet, relaxing. The scent of bleach drifted to her and her belly churned. Nope, not nerves. Her stomach emptied itself again. Once, twice. Dang it, how much could a person vomit? This blew. Literally blew. She moaned as she leaned back against the wall. The bathroom tiles gleamed at her, too bright and white in the early morning hours. Her eyes watered. Her body ached. This sucked. Maybe her dad hadn't left for work yet. She could call him for help. Or she could go back to bed. Both of those options would take too much effort. She remained sitting on the floor. A door slammed. She stood and staggered toward the noise. Mistake. Her stomach twisted again, and she ended up bent over the bowl just as her mother walked in. Rose's black hair, a match for her own tresses, fell from her ponytail, and limp strands framed her face. Her eyes were bright, but her hands shook. Dark stains were smeared near the pocket of her navy blue scrub shirt.
You okay there, Isabu?
Rosa asked. Yeah? Izza sighed and flopped back against the wall. My stomach hurts and I puked. Tears threatened to fall, but Izza choked them back. She hated being sick.
Oh, poor baby. Give me a second to change and we'll make you something. You want to stay home?
I want to go to school because I have that project to turn in, remember? But when I move, it hurts. I don't think I can go.
Rosa nodded and helped her stand. That was the code you were working on for that digging game app you developed, right?
Yes, Izza said.
They took small steps towards her room. Her shell pink walls and frilly canopy embarrassed her now that she was older. She was 12, dang it. She wasn't a kid anymore. Sometime soon, she'd have to talk to them about redecorating her room. Not today, though. Today, she had to sleep and get over whatever she'd caught. She crawled into bed. Her mom tugged the fluffy blanket up to her chin.
Okay, Izza, sleep. We can talk to your teacher about your project tomorrow. He'll understand.
Her mother had not met her instructor if she thought that was true. Something niggled at Izza.
You okay, Mom?